All right, Sergeant Elaine Deccan growled. Does anybody have any last-minute questions? No one did, predictably, which, Deccan thought, equally predictably guaranteed that some damn fool idiot didn't understand something he damned well ought to have asked about. It was always that way. Every sergeant knew that. Even without all of the extra things waiting to go wrong tonight. Deccan grimaced and turned to look down the length of the poorly lit pier from his position in the ink-black lee of a stack of crates. Personally, he thought this entire operation was about as stupid as they came, which was not a thought he intended to express aloud to anyone, especially not anywhere some overzealous pain in the arse could go running to the Inquisition. Elaine Deccan was as loyal a son of Mother Church as anyone. That didn't mean he was deaf, dumb, or stupid, though. He was more than willing to agree the Carisians had gone much too far in openly defying the Council of Vicar's authority, and even the authority of the Grand Vicar himself. Of course they had. But still... The sergeant's grimace deepened. Whether they'd gone too far or not, he couldn't pretend he didn't understand a lot of what had driven them. For that matter, he sympathized with their complaints, and even with their explicit charges of corruption against the church's hierarchy. But however much he might have sympathized with Caris, the Inquisition obviously did not, and he felt glumly certain that the reason for tonight's activities owed far more to the Inquisition's desire to teach the heretics a lesson than it did to anything else remotely rational. And its timing probably owed more to the Inquisition's impatience than it did to any sort of actual planning. The middle of a pitch-black night wasn't the best time Deccan could have thought of to be putting armed men, many of whom had no experience at all down here on the waterfront, aboard totally unfamiliar ships on less than one day's notice.
"Well, that's probably not entirely fair," he told himself. "If we're supposed to take over the ships out in the anchorage, too, we need the cover of darkness, I guess. And at least they assigned us arbalests instead of matchlocks, so we won't stand out in the dark like a flock of damned blink lizards. But Langhorne knows there's a shun way of a lot of things that can go wrong trying to do this all in the middle of the night. And I might not be a sailor, but it occurs even to me that doing this when the tide is going out isn't exactly brilliant either."
He shook his head, then gave his platoon one more glower, more out of habit than for any other reason, and waited as patiently as possible for Captain Kerman's signal.